With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Both presidential candidates were out on the campaign trail in battleground states Monday. President Trump was in North Carolina, vowing to help people get back on their feet.
I will support and totally complete the rebuilding of every region and town and city that was devastated by the hurricane, and I will slash through every bureaucratic barrier that you're having already and having problems with right now, I understand pretty badly.
A House task force finds that former President Trump's attempted assassination in July was preventable. The bipartisan group looking into the Butler, Pennsylvania incident released a report that details the planning and security flaws during the rally. The main findings include lack of planning, no unified command post, weak communication, and a narrow field of vision for snipers. Also at SRNnews.com, a deadly helicopter crash in Houston. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Houston Mayor John Whitmire says authorities are investigating after a touring helicopter that took off from Ellington Field went down just before 8 p.m. Sunday night. Firefighters at a nearby station responded to what was described as a terrible scene. Four people are dead, including a child. No one on the ground was hurt. Police say the Robinson R-44-2 may have struck a cable or a radio tower, which could be seen knocked down in a burned field in Houston's 2nd Ward east of downtown. It's an area that's a mix of industrial and residential buildings. That theory is supported by dramatic CCTV video from a home near the scene that captured a loud sound and fireball as the chopper burst into flames. I'm Jennifer King.
It did hit the radio tower, several radio stations off the air. The guy referred to as Lieutenant Dan, who rode out the Florida hurricanes in a small boat, has been arrested. 54-year-old Joseph Malinowski was arrested in Tampa. Officials say he was creating a health hazard because he didn't have a sanitation device on his unregistered vessel. This is SRN News. Another warning about religious freedom.
Delegates to the International Ministerial Conference on Freedom of Religion in Berlin say freedom of conscience is under attack in the West. The delegates are raising concerns about growing intolerance for Christians in Western Europe, the U.S., and Canada. One delegate says, quote, "It is very worrying that the expression of religious beliefs on matters relating to marriage and family has become the potential end of a political career or employment or the beginning of a court case." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study finds that Asian American evangelical Christians are an evolving group of voters who are increasingly seeking to make their voices heard. The vast majority hold conservative views on abortion and homosexuality, but they widely consider themselves evangelical in a theological sense rather than viewing it as a political identity. Asian Americans are the fastest growing voting bloc in the country, along with Latinos. This is SRN News. The markets cooled on Wall Street Monday.
Stocks edged back from their record highs on Wall Street ahead of a busy week of company earnings. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 344 points. That's about 0.8%. Both indexes set record highs on Friday. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.3%. Boeing rose a little more than 3%. The company reached an agreement with the union representing its machinists that could end a damaging walkout that has crippled production of airplanes for more than a month. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.19%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The last full-size Kmart store in the continental U.S. closes its doors. Kmart in Bridgehampton, New York, shut down for good on Sunday. The store was founded in Michigan in 1899 and would go on to become a retail giant. More details at srnnews.com.